This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A last-ditch effort by Democrats to revive collapsing Capitol Hill talks on vital COVID-19 rescue money ended in disappointment Friday. The failure makes it increasingly likely that Washington gridlock will mean more hardship for millions of people who are losing enhanced jobless benefits and further damage for an economy pummeled by the still-raging coronavirus. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said the White House had rejected an offer by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to curb Democratic demands by about $1 trillion.
We reiterated in very strong terms our offer. We come down a trillion from our top number, which is 3-4. They go up a trillion from their top number, which was 1.
The failure of negotiations came as nearly 5 million people have been infected and almost 161,000 people have died in the United States from the coronavirus. A top U.S. intelligence official says at least 3 countries are trying to interfere in this year's presidential election. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
In a written statement, Bill Evanina gives the U.S. intelligence agency's most recent assessment of threats to the presidential vote. The assessment holds China hopes President Trump does not win re-election, that Russia's working against Joe Biden, and Iran is looking to undermine democratic institutions overall. Evanina says many foreign actors have a preference in November, which they express in a range of ways. But the intelligence community is primarily concerned about ongoing and potential activity by those 3. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police in southern India say at least 17 people were killed and 123 others injured when an Air India Express flight bringing people home to India who had been trapped abroad because of the coronavirus skidded off a runway and split in two while landing Friday in heavy rain. Abdul Karim, a senior Kerala State police officer, said the dead included one of the pilots of the plane. He said at least 15 of the injured were in critical condition and that rescue operations were over. The 2-year-old Boeing 737 flew from Dubai to Calicut in India's southernmost state. It was landing in a heavy rainstorm. UN aid agencies are mounting a huge relief operation to help tens of thousands of survivors of Tuesday's devastating explosion that ripped through the heart of Beirut, Lebanon. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The World Health Organization has sent more than 2,000 trauma and surgical intervention kits, as well as medicine and medical equipment. It says the challenges of treating the injured and sick are huge, as the blast has destroyed 3 hospitals and partially damaged 2 others. WHO spokesman Christian Lindemeyer says many patients are being moved to health facilities outside Beirut for treatment. On top of this disaster, he says the COVID-19 pandemic remains a concern. The World Food Program also expresses concern about the spread of this deadly disease in a country where more than 50% of the population lives below the poverty line and has difficulty feeding itself. WFP notes Lebanon imports nearly 85% of its food. The agency plans to import wheat flour and grains for bakeries and mills to help protect against food shortages in the country. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. employment growth slowed considerably in July. Reuters' Conway G. Gittins reports.
More Americans went back to work in July, but not as many as in previous months. The U.S. added 1.7 million jobs last month, an eye-popping number, but for the fact that it was nearly 3 times lower than the record 4.7 million jobs created in June. That's a sharp pullback and the clearest evidence yet that the economic rebound that began earlier this year is already slowing. The unemployment rate dropped more than expected. The July jobless rate fell to 10.2% from 11.1% the month before, but that's still higher than any time since the financial crisis more than a decade ago.
That's Reuters' Conway G. Gittins. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.